my main focus for the Europeans was to go out and try and qualify in the 100 metres breaststroke for London. And so that happened and I was very, very pleased, obviously. And that gave me a good boost for my races, which were to follow, because that was the first event. I was land second and I just went into the final and gave it everything. It's unbelievably close, the difference there was between the gold and the silver. And also the bronze was very close too. But it was 0.02 of a second, so that's 0.02 of a second between me and the gold medal. You can't blink that fast. It's unbelievable how small that amount of time is. But it makes all the difference, really. I was just so pleased to medal at my first European.
Well, it's Galina Winnow catching first, 108.01. Yes, the verification.
Nigel Ringland, this summer I'll be the Olympics correspondent for the newsletter in Belfast.
Sirica McMahon, 17 years old, one of the top stars of any Irish sport, and one of the top prospects. Nobody should be under any illusion that she's just going to London 2012 to have a wee swim in the 100 metres breaststroke and enjoy it and be quite happy with that. She hates being beaten. She's such a great racer.
When you're in the water, all you think about is how you can edit your stroke to make it go faster, and it's really, really enjoyable. It can be really, really hard work, but I love it when you do a really, really good set. It just feels really rewarding in the end because you know that that'll help you swim faster in a race. I just finished my AS levels and I'll be doing my A2 levels next year, which is my final year in school. So I have other things to concentrate on as well as swimming. Many girls my age probably are doing a lot of different things, but I don't mind because at the end of the day, I only get one shot at this.
When she gets to London, make no mistake, she wants to be faster than she's ever been before. And I'd be shocked if she didn't at least make the semi-finals of the 100 metres breaststroke. You know what? Once she's in the semi-finals, knowing what Sirica's mentality is like, an Olympic final, it's not entirely out of the question, which would be an astonishing achievement. And watch out for her. Her name is going to become synonymous with Irish swimming for the next 8-10 years.
I always wanted to go to London, and sometimes it did seem a little far-fetched, but my coach and all the support around me has been fantastic, and I couldn't do it without any of them. Sport Northern Ireland have been absolutely fantastic in helping me, as well as my two coaches, Bobby and Catherine, and my mum. I think that goes without saying, nearly, because she drives me to the pool every single day and everywhere.
Games for Northern Ireland, Sirica McMahon holding off a strong late challenge.
South Africa's Kelly Gunnell coming back.
I never get nervous before competition, never, ever, ever. It's just something I've learned over the years to deal with, and I just get excited. While I'm sitting in the call room, I'll just be really, really looking forward to my race. Some people say it's very strange, but I just love racing, absolutely love it. And there's no reason for me to be nervous at all. If I know I've done the work for the race, then why should I be nervous? And I suppose that's a lot to do with my coach as well. He's sort of trained me to do that.
In lane 5, representing Ireland, Sirica McMahon.
Niall Kelly, sports journalist. She actually has the potential to be Ireland's greatest ever, I think, not to put any pressure on it, but she's at that age and she has that pedigree that she's shown that she can actually be the star of Irish swimming for a long, long time to come. I think if you look at what she won last year, she won 9 gold medals at the National Long Course Championships, 8 at the National Short Course Championships. That's 17 domestic gold medals. She won 2 gold medals at the European Junior Championships, and she won 3 at the Junior Commonwealth Games, and she won silver at both the European Junior Championships and at the Commonwealth Games as well. Now, I don't know where she keeps these medals because she just keeps winning them. She is just that good.
I mean, I'm going to London for the experience. That's my number one priority, really. Obviously, in 4 years' time, my goals might be slightly different. Well, I'd hope they'd definitely be different.
I think with Olympics, athletes fall into two categories. There's some athletes who are going probably to experience their first Olympics, and following that experience, they're aiming to maybe peak their performance at the next one, which would be Rio for some of them, because we've got young athletes like Sirica McMahon, Lisa Kearney and so on, who are very young. This is their first Olympics. It's magnificent that they've qualified. They're going to go there and perform, but whether they're performing at their absolute maximum, they're probably too young. Peter McCabe, I'm the Athlete Services Manager at the Sports Institute Northern Ireland.
I'm definitely focused on 4 years' time, but I'm just so happy that I did make London. I think that was a very important step for me in the road to Rio. it is fantastic to say, yeah, I can go to London at 17. I just cannot wait. I am so, so excited. And we'll just have to see where that personal best, hopefully, which I'll do, where it'll take me.